弟兄姊妹们平安。
刚才 David 说他工作的地方都是阿姨们，那我希望他每一次礼拜五礼拜天来的时候，这些叔叔们都能够过去跟他说真好，好不好？
Just as David said, all his co-workers are my aunties. I hope that whenever he comes to church, the uncles at church will follow to greet him.
当然阿姨们也是可以跟他问安嘛。
And of course, the aunties can also greet him.
这个礼拜其实 I always, you know, trying to remind myself that I have to end my message at 12.
这个礼拜呢，我的意思提醒我自己，今天的讲道要准时12点结束。
It's still my prayer that I will end my message at 12.
对，我仍然祷告，我希望我的那个信息能够12点钟准时结束。
But I probably would say that it is a mission impossible.
但是这可能是非常困难的。
So I do ask you to bear with me a little bit.
所以我希望大家能够包容。
Especially young folks.
尤其是年轻人。
This is a very important message.
因为这是一个很重要的信息。
Because I'm going to try to let you know what you desire most.
因为我想跟你交通的就是你们非常想要知道的。
Okay, before that, let's read some scriptures.
在这之前，让我们先来读一段圣经。
First of all, let's read Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
我今天并不是要用英语正道哈。弟兄姊妹们放心，但是我想中间穿插的时候，我会有时候会用英文交通。
My message will not be all completely English, but sometimes I will speak English. Pastor Mark will speak in English.
Okay, 路加福音第四章二十七节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 27.
非常重要的一段经文。
Very important passage.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多长大麻风的。但内中除了叙利亚国的乃曼，没有一个得洁净的。这个是在上个主日我们曾经交通到的经节。
This is a passage that we shared last Sunday.
这一句话最重要的是在一个但字。
The most important word here is.
每一次当这个但字一出现的时候，总是一个转弯。
Whenever there's a transition, it says none, but.Not an except. So there's a transition in the sentence.
可以从一个好的转到一个不好的。
It's a transition from something bad to something good.
同样的，也可以从一个不好的转到一个好的。
Or a transition from something good to something bad.
许多在我们人生的里面，我们常常觉得好像很没有帮助。
Oftentimes in a life journey, we felt helpless.
好像觉得前途无量。
It feels like there's no light to the future.
但是神可以做这个工作叫做但。
But God can do something in our life. It's just like the but.
好，我们再来看一下这个但是怎么样成就在这个人身上。我们再回来看列王记下第五章。
So let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
王下第五章。
2 Kings chapter 5.
我们要读第九节到十四节。
We will read from verses 9 through 14.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
于是乃曼带着车马到了以利沙的家，站在门前。以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说：“你去在约旦河中沐浴七回，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。”乃曼却发怒走了，说：“我想他必定出来见我。”站着求告耶和华他神的名，在幡树以上摇手治好这大麻风。大马色的河亚纳拔和法法岂不比以色列一切的水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是气愤愤地转身去了。他的仆人近前来对他说：“我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？”于是乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。大麻风是一个绝症，直到如今还是一个绝症。
Leprosy is incurable, even up to today, it's not curable.
无论人怎么样来医治，在人的里面是没有办法得洁净的。
No matter how man tries to treat it, it cannot be cleansed.
但是在乃曼那一个时代，他得大麻风，不是只有他一个人得大麻风，但是只有他一个人得洁净。
In the time of Naaman, he was not the only leper, but he was the only one God healed.
那一天他的仆人对他说，我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？
That day his servant told him, my father, if the prophet told you to do something great, would you have not done it?
大事就指着他必须要率领他的军兵去冲锋陷阵。
Great things like in case he had to go to the battle with his army.
你知道每一次的战争没有一个保险说你不会在战场上面活命回来的。
Whenever you go to a battlefield, there's no guarantee that you will come home safely.
他仆人跟他讲说，不是叫你去做这件事情。
His servant says, my father, you were not told to do something that great.
不是叫你去做一件你非常熟悉的事。
It's not to do something you're very familiar with.
不是叫你去沐浴七回就能够得洁净。
But to tell you to wash seven times and you'll be clean.
他真的照着去做了，他从水里起来的时候，他就得洁净了，肉复原，并且像孩子的肉一样。
When he went and just did whatever he was told, his flesh was restored like a child and he was clean.
但是其他的以色列人呢？其他的以色列人得大麻风的人没有一个得洁净的。
But all other lepers in Israel did not get cleansed.
我们来看一看保罗怎么说到这一些人，好不好？
Let's look at what Paul said about these people.
使徒行传第十三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13. In the New Testament, Acts chapter 13.
新约使徒行传第十三章。第二十七节。
And verse 27.
如果可以的话，你们看这个我们的那个 projector 打出来的。好，我们一起来读。
Let's read.
耶路撒冷居住的人和他们的官长，因为不认识基督，也不明白每安息日所读众先知的呼声，就把基督定了罪，死罪正应了先知的预言。在这里和本的翻译并没有把它真实的意义翻出来，其实这个字非常的重要。
In the Chinese translation, one very important word was not translated.
弟兄姊妹们 ，Young folks, this is my burden today.
年轻人，今天这一节圣经就是我的负担。
这一句话关系我们整个属灵的生命，我们属灵的光景。
This statement really is related to our spiritual condition.
这个字叫做 voice.
And that word is voice.
它当然它讲到有声音。
It's talking about a voice.
可是我觉得这个翻译是一个太好的翻译，它叫做呼声
，the voice。
因为这个声音对于听的人，它有一个主观，它是有一个关系在这里的。
Because that when you talk about voice, it has something related to the listener of the voice.
这个声音是关乎你的生命，是关乎神的爱，也关乎神的生命在你的里面。
It's about God's love and God's life in you.
好像在这里有一个，就是说，第一个要引起你的注意。
So the voice is trying to catch your attention.
所以这个呼声，这个翻译是非常非常好的。
So the voice, the translation, the word voice is very good.
为什么当时那么多人得大麻风，只有乃曼一个人得洁净，其他的人为什么没有得到洁净
？Why is that in the time of Naaman, only Naaman got cleansed and no other leper got cleansed?
这一句话就是在说到当时以色列人的他们真正的属灵的光景。
So this statement describes the true spiritual condition of Israelites at that time.
乃曼得洁净的时候，大概是主前八百年的时候。
It's about 800 BC.
这句话出现的时候大概是主后差不多是50年到60年中间。
And the statement was made about 50 years after Christ.
你知道吗，在这将近900年的时间，这句话大概就说到以色列人整体他们属灵的光景。
So in the span of 900 years, this statement describes the overall
spiritual condition. 他们太熟悉了，他们太熟悉圣经里面的话语。
These Israelites are very familiar with the word.
当然他们手上的这本圣经是旧约的圣经。
The scripture that they have is the Old Testament.
每一个安息日他们都读。
They read about it every single Sabbath.
他们从小就读。
And they read about it since they were little.
如果我这样说，我说上句下句，他马上能够接下来。
So if I start a sentence, they will finish it by completing.
有许许多多人，他们能够把旧约圣经几乎是背下来的。
Many people can recite the entire Old Testament.
但是保罗说到他们真实的光景是什么呢
？But what did Paul say about their true spiritual condition?
等到这一本圣经真正的主人来到他们当中的时候，他们却把它定了死罪。
When the master of the scripture came to them, they crucified him.
你记不记得当主耶稣生在伯利恒的时候，他们希律王曾经来问文士跟法利赛人说，基督应当生在何处
？Remember when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, King Herod actually came to the scribes and asked them, where should the Messiah be born?
他马上就回来说，基督应该生在犹大的伯利恒。
They immediately replied that Christ should be born in Bethlehem in Judah.
但就是这一些人最强有力的要把耶稣基督钉在十字架上面。
But yet it was these people who wanted to crucify Jesus on the cross.
因为他们不明白每一个安息日所读先知的呼声。
Because they did not understand the voices of the prophets which they read every single Sabbath.
他们可能读了先知的话语。
They probably read the words of the prophet.
他们从来没有听到先知的呼声。
But they never heard the voices of the prophet.
刚才那个 David 他有说到这一次的 retreat.
Brother David mentioned about the retreat this year.
在最后一个晚上，就是礼拜天晚上。
The last night of the retreat was the Sunday night.
当聚会结束的时候。
After meeting was over.
有一群十年级的孩子们。
There was a group of 10th graders.
他们就自己聚在一起。
They gathered among themselves.
弟兄姊妹，你们知道他们在谈什么吗？
Do you know what they were talking about?
你们是不是知道？
Can you guess what they were talking about?
你们要不要知道？
Do you want to know?
要不要知道？
Do you want to know?
大声一点，你们要不要知道？
Do you want to know what they were talking about?
他们讲到一件事情。
They mentioned one thing.
Have you heard God's voice?
你能听见神的声音吗？
What is the voice of God?
神的声音是什么？
弟兄姊妹，我知道的时候，我里面真的是想要哭啊。
When I heard about it, I just felt like crying.
我觉得我们的孩子是太可爱了。
Because our children are so lovable.
他们那天所谈论的是说到一个神的儿女最基本最重要的一个生命的功能。
They're talking about the most basic and fundamental function of being a child of God.
I truly believe being a Christian, the most fundamental thing is, have you heard God's voice?
我相信做一个基督徒最基本的事是你听得见，你有听过神的声音吗？
Amen.
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 Amen.我今天就是要跟大家来说 God's voice as a child of God we can hear it
我今天要讲的就是说做一个神的儿女我们可以听见神的声音
在那么多得大麻风的面的时候乃曼得洁净因为他听见了先知的那个呼声
Among all the lepers Naaman got cleansed because he heard the voice of a prophet
以利沙是以色列的先知
Elisha was a prophet in Israel.
就是当乃曼来到以利沙之前，以利沙已经在以色列当中一直宣讲神的心意，一直告诉他们神的恩典、神的救恩。
Even before Naaman came to Elisha, he was already a prophet in Israel, kept proclaiming God's will and God's plan.
说真的，他是从早上一直说到晚上。
Actually, he was proclaiming God's words and God's will from morning to night.
他也是每一天都在讲。
And every day he was telling.
但是在当时以色列中得大麻风的人没有一个听见他的声音的
But among all the lepers at that time in Israel No one heard his voice
是的大家都听到他在讲话了
Yes, everyone heard his words
但是没有一个人听到他的声音的
But no one heard his voice
但是乃曼不一样
But Naaman was different
乃曼并不是一个以色列人
Naaman was not an Israelite
事实上乃曼是一个以色列人看到就是觉得他们是很我说这样的话他们是二等公民啊。
Actually, Naaman should be considered like a second class citizen in Israel.
是以色列人根本不愿意接纳的。
He would not be accepted by Israelites.
他虽然是亚兰国的一个王帅一个元帅。
Yes, he was a captain of the army of Aaron.
但是在以色列人眼中里面还是非常的低微的。
But he was still considered very lowly.
这样子的人来到以利沙的面前。
Such a person came to Elisha.
弟兄姊妹们我们里面生命里面有一个很重要的一个需要带
There's a great need in the depth of our life
像他这么高一个位置像他什么都有的人他里面觉得一个最大的不满足
A person like him with everything he had Yet he had a deep dissatisfaction
因为他得了一个大麻风
Because he had a leper
你什么都有的但是你得到一个大麻风真正来说的时候你不会有一时一刻得到一个满足的
If you have everything but yet a leper, you will not be satisfied. 上个礼拜
说我们说到大麻风的情形。
Last week we talked about the condition of being a leper.
什么是大麻风？
What is a leprosy?
大麻风就是人他是以自己为中心的一个生活跟生命。
Leprosy talks about a life of self-centered lifestyle.
要放一下。因着大麻风，因着我们生命的光景，天然生命的光景是以我们的己为我们的中心，所以我们生命出了一个很大的一个缺口。
Because we're self-centered with our natural life, there's a breach, there's a gap in our life.
这个缺口不仅叫我们不得满足，并且我们一切的努力，一切的生命正在不断的流失当中。
And this hole not only causes us not to be satisfied, but it also leaks out our life.
乃曼他认识他也经历了生命的一个很大的一个不满足。
So Naaman experienced a great dissatisfaction about his life.
所以他来到先知以利沙的面前。
He came to Prophet Elisha.
以利沙所跟乃曼讲的话叫做先知的呼声。
So what he told Naaman was the voice of a prophet.
讲的话很简单。
His words are very simple.
他只告诉乃曼一件事情。
He only told Naaman one thing.
有时候我觉得传福音好像我们讲一个小时哈。
Sometimes when we preach the gospel, we preach for one hour.
你知道吗？那一天，伊丽莎他就讲一句话。
But that day, Elisha only spoke a sentence.
他说：“乃曼，你到约旦河下去沐浴七回。”
Says, "Go and wash in the Jordan seven times."
你的肉就一定复原。
And your flesh will be restored to you.
你就必定得洁净。
And you shall be clean.
我们知道他当时的反应。
We know his reaction at that time.
他又失望又气愤。
He was angry and disappointed.
但是有一件 事情奇妙发生了。
But something wonderful happened.
他安静下来。
He calmed down.
以利沙话中的那个声音进到他里面去了。
And the voice of the word of Elisha went
into him. 说真的，他并不是很明白这句话什么意思。
He did not really understand.
但是先知的呼声进到他里面去以后，就是一个能力。
But yet, when the voice of the prophet went into him, it had power.
弟兄姊妹，你会常常觉得先知哪里来这么大的能力？
Sometimes you wonder, where did the prophet come with this power?
先知这么大的能力就是因为他自己先经历了神叫他从死里复活，从污秽得到洁净的一个主观的经历。
The prophet had the power because he himself had experienced being cleansed and also being resurrected from the dead.
他知道除了神的救恩之外，人不可能得洁净的。
He knows that apart from God's salvation, man cannot be cleansed.
他知道今天除非神伸出他的手来，乃曼的大麻风不可能得洁净的。
He knows today that unless God stretch out his arm, Naaman's leprosy will not be cleansed.
所以他也没有第二句话好讲。
So he had no other words to say.
可是当他能够讲，也讲的唯一的那一句话里面却带着一个极大的能力。
But the only thing he could say, he said it with great power.
那一个能力借着先知的呼声，那一天就进到了乃曼的心中。
That power through the voice of the prophet went into the heart of Naaman.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们每一个神的儿女都要经历的。
And this is something all children of God should experience.
86年，当我跟着弟兄姊妹们一起追求的时候。
And in year 1986, when I was pursuing the Lord with brothers and sisters.
那个时候是教会里面很复兴的时候。
At that time, the church was going through a revival.
我们大概有连续三个月的时间，每一个礼拜六，我们从早上聚到晚上。
For about 3 months, every single Saturday, we gather from morning to night.
我是84年得救的。
And I was saved in year 1984.
就是说，差不多在我得救两年的时候，我就跟着大家，我去跟着。弟兄姊妹，我们一同去聚会去追求。
So after 2 years of being saved, I was pursuing the Lord with brothers and sisters.
并不是因为说我懂了神的话语。
It's not because I understood God's word.
但是我里面就是一个说不出来一个渴慕在这里。
But I had this unspeakable longing and thirst.
更重要的一件事情，并不是因为我能够听得懂我们的老师在讲台上面所讲的信息，其实我是听不懂的。
It's not that I understood what the teacher was teaching. Actually, I did not understand.
弟兄姊妹常常在开玩笑说，我们老师讲到都是 PhD level 的。
My friends and brothers and sisters often joke that our teacher is the message is like PhD level.
我好像就是一个属灵的一个小 baby.
And I was a spiritual baby at that time.
那这个 PhD 讲的，那我这个 baby 又怎么听得懂呢？
How can such a baby understand the message of a PhD level?
那里面就是一个说不出来渴慕啊。
But I just had this unspeakable longing.
有一天，我记得有一个礼拜六下大雨。
I remember one Saturday it was raining hard.
洛杉矶还从来没下过这么大的雨。
It was hardly such great rain.
因为我们开在路上，那雨刷已经是最大的那个最大的力量了，啪啪啪啪啪啪，在那里转动。
Well, I was driving the windshield wiper was moving so fast.
但是我还是看不到前面那辆车。
I still could not see the car ahead of us.
那样的光景，我们还是去聚会了。
And yet we still drove and to attend this meeting.
只有在一个礼拜六，我就是坐在下面。
And one Saturday, while I was sitting down there,
我们老师还是在上面讲神的话。
And then the teacher was speaking God's word.
那一天就讲这么一句话。
And that day, just one word.
当他一讲的时候。
When he spoke,
弟兄姊妹，那真的就像一把利剑，一下就从我里面就进来。
With like a sharp sword pierced into.
那一句话就好像一个大锤，把我这个人全部都钉在圣所里面。
It was like a great hammer just fixed a nail me to the sanctuary.
我觉得我全身都不能动啊。
And then I was could not move.
我觉得有一个力量说不出来的力量把我钉在那个地方。
Unspeakable power just nailed me.
好像在圣所里面，神用他自己的光来照我。
And then God searched me with His light.
神用他自己的话来喂养我。
And God fed me with His own words.
那一天我听到了什么叫做先知的呼声。
That day I understood what it means, the voice of a prophet.
那一个呼声直到今天，这二十二年过来还一直回响在我的心中。
22 years.The voice is still echoed in my heart.
说真的，今天还能够在主的恩典里面继续服侍，其实就是那一句呼声，在二十二年以前，就在那一个时刻，像一把剑一样，一下子把我穿过来。
The voice pierced me at that moment, and for 22 years, and even today, that I can still serve God with His grace, it's because of that voice.
并不是说这中间就是再没有听见先知的呼声。
I'm not saying that I have not heard the voice of a prophet.
弟兄们，在我们属灵经验里面，这都是我们每一个人可以得着的。
But in our spiritual journey, this is an experience that all of us can obtain.
神对于我们的作为，并不是一下子把他所有的道理都一次跟我们讲清楚了。
God will not all of a sudden at one time reveal all of His work to us.
乃曼那一天不过是到约旦河沐浴七回，他就得洁净。他知道这件事情那么丰富吗？I thought it.
That day, Naaman experienced being cleansed after washing himself seven times. Does he really comprehend the spiritual meaning of the entire thing? Probably not.
弟兄姊妹，你知道沐浴七回就整个十字架耶稣基督为我们所成就的救恩啊。
Will he comprehend the cross on the salvation on the cross after washing seven times?
说到我们与耶稣基督一同死，一同埋葬，一同复活。
Washing means that we will be buried and resurrected with Jesus Christ.
神没有一下子先知伊丽莎没有一下子借着话让乃曼明白是这么大的恩典，但是有一件事情真是发生。
Elisha did not reveal to Naaman the entire revelation of the salvation, but one thing did happen.
乃曼里面的眼睛他明亮了。
The eyes of Naaman, the inner eyes of Naaman.
他得了一个生命的很基本的功能，他可以来听见，继续听见先知的呼声。
His function somehow got revived that he could continue to listen and hear the voice of the prophet.
但是那个时代还有其他人得大麻风。
In that time, there are other lepers.
就是以色列人当中的大麻风。
There are many lepers in the land of Israel.
伊丽莎也曾经跟他们说过话。
And Elisha has spoken to them too.
而且也不住地对他们说。
Continuously speaking to them.
但是他们却没有一个人，很奇怪一件事情，没有一个人像乃曼那样子听见先知的呼声。
But very strangely, none of them heard the voice of the prophet like Naaman.
我再把《使徒行传》第十三章二十七节，我再读一次。
I'll read to you again.Acts chapter 13 verse 27.
他说耶路撒冷的人和他们的官长因为不认识基督也不明白每安息日所说众先知的呼声就把基督定了死罪。
For those who dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers because they did not know him nor even the voices of the prophet which are read every Sabbath.
就是说到耶路撒冷所居住的人还有以色列的官长他们听见了先知的话可是他们没有听见先知的呼声。
In other words, the residents in Jerusalem and their rulers heard the words of the prophet, but not the voice of the prophet.
保罗知道，因为他自己就是一个亲身经历这样子的过程的人。
Paul knew what he was talking about because he himself had the same experience.
保罗，什么叫保罗呢？
Who was Paul?
保罗就是我们当中就是最优秀的人。
Paul are like the ones that are most excellent in the midst, in our midst.
他可以来到我们当中，他可以做我们的 Bible teacher.
He can come to us and be the Bible teacher.
所有圣经一切的难题呢，你来问他，他都能够好好的回答你。
He can answer you all the difficult questions in the Bible.
但是保罗知道他自己正好就是定基督为死罪的人。
But yet Paul was one of those who would crucify Jesus on the cross.
他自己就是一个抵挡基督、迫害基督徒的人。
He was one who was against Christ and persecuted Christians.
所以他深深知道先知呼声。对于一个神的子民何等的重要。
So deeply he knew how important the voice of the prophet is to children of God.
但是为什么以色列落在这样的光景里面呢？
But how could Israelites fall into such condition?
我就读一节圣经节告诉大家为什么。
I will read one verse to you.
这一节圣经也是出现在使徒行传第七章。
This is also in Acts chapter 7.
你知道当斯提反他被逼迫的时候。
When Stephen was persecuted.
当他在使徒行传第七章所讲的那一篇的先知的话
He spoke a message, a prophetic message in the book of Acts
其实就是整个旧约先知的一个浓缩
This prophetic message was the summary of the Old Testament
到了最后他说以色列人为什么那时候没有得洁净为什么这个时候还继续逼迫先知所说的耶稣基督呢
Lastly, he said, why the Israelites were not being cleansed and even up to now still persecuting Jesus Christ?
就是在使徒行传第七章五十一节
Acts chapter 7 verse 51
斯提凡是这样说的
Stephen said,
圣灵感动斯提凡有这样子的呼声
being moved by the Holy Spirit, these are the voices of Stephen.
他说你们这应着景象心与耳未受割礼的人常时抗拒圣灵。
You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit.
其实先知的呼声是大有能力的。
Actually, the voice of a prophet is powerful.
但是为什么现在先知的呼声似乎在以色列当中落空了？
But somehow the voices of the prophet failed in the land of Israel.
我想同样的，对于我们今天神的儿女来说。
For us, children of God today.
今天真的，你如果真的要听先知的话语，或是你要听到，你上 internet 去的时候，弟兄姊妹们，你一天听二十四小时，你都听不完。
If you just want to hear a message, a prophetic message, you can go on internet and you can spend day and night, and you will get a lot of them.
你知道今天有多少的 message 你都可以听得到。
You can listen to so many messages on the internet.
但是我想今天最根本的一个问题是说，这一些我听见的时候，对于我的生命，对于我属天的性格的塑造，到底有没有果效？
But the question we need to ask is that, are these messages benefiting my spiritual journey and also the formation of my characters?
每一个主日我们都在这里聚会。
We gather here every Sunday.
好，感谢主在我们当中给我们很丰富的话语。
And the Lord gave us abundant messages.
一周一周过来之后
week after week,
一年一年过来之后
year after year,
是不是这样子的话语在我生命里面在我属天的性格的里面真的塑造了我真的改变了我
Are these messages transforming me and form my characters?
有三个因素要来决定
So there are three elements that will determine.
So young folks, please pay attention to me, please.
年轻人希望你注意听
I'll try to keep them short.
我会让我的信息尽量的简短。
But this is very indeed important.
但是这个信息非常的重要。
第一个就是我们的成见。
First is our prejudice.
我们的成见让我们没有办法听见先知的呼声。
Our prejudice stops us from hearing the voices of the prophet.
成见就是说他心里面他对于先知的话语他基本上是关闭的。
So with the prejudice, their hearts are closed to the words of the prophet.
很多人读圣经是读了。
Many people read the Bible.
很多人来听信息也是听了。
And they listen to messages.
但基本上呢，灵里面呢是像这些话，像这些信息呢是关闭的。
But yet their spirits are closed to these words and messages.
我曾经在高中三年级的时候，我是班上的老师。
I was a teacher in my class when I was a senior in high school.
我教我班上的同学怎么样来预备大学联考。
I taught my classmates how to prepare for the college entrance exam.
等到我上了大学之后，我又当了家教。
And after I went to college, I became a tutor.
然后到了研究所的时候，等我拿到学位之后，我又带领研究生。
And after I received my degree in grad school, then I led a group of grad students.
等我出来服事之后，我又带弟兄姊妹们，我们就是常常有追求，常常有聚会。
And after I became a minister, I also led brothers and sisters to pursue the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗 ？As a teacher, 就一个角一个老师来说的时候，你最担心的是什么
？What would a teacher worry about the most?
这里面有没有当老师的举个手？
Please raise your hand if you are a teacher.
Amanda, as a teacher, what do you worry about most? Okay. 我最担心了，我跟大家讲我的经验，好不好？
Let me tell you my experience.
你们要不要听
？You want to hear?
Are you sure? Okay. 我说哈，其实学生笨一点绝对不是问题。
Actually, If the students are not very intelligent, that's not a problem.
因为我就是觉得呢，人当中没有什么比较聪明的。
Because I feel there's no more intelligent or less intelligent. There's no difference.
对于老师来说，他最担心的就是说，学生跟他讲说 ，Teacher, I know everything.
The thing that trouble a teacher the most is when the student says, "Teacher, I know everything." 老师我什么都知道了，
是不是？哎，你们怎么为什么不说呢
？Is that right? Is that right?
就是这样子。
Yep.
为什么？因为当他知道什么事的时候，他要不要听你
？Because when if the student thinks that he knows everything, he will not listen to you.
要不要
？He will not listen.
要不要？
Yeah.
不要。Because he knows everything.
因为他什么都知道了。
最好教的，就是那个稍微笨一点的，然后又告诉我 ，Teacher, I know nothing.
The most teachable students are those who are not so intelligent, and then they say, "Teacher, I don't know anything."
你这样教下去，哇，那个老师真的很有成就感啊
！And then you will have a great satisfaction and fulfillment when you teach such.
我碰到这样的学生的时候，到了最后，我就跟他讲说：“你不笨，你不笨，你不笨。
”When I meet such students, I will keep saying that you're not dumb, you're not dumb.
礼拜一 ，you know, last Monday I took James to an insurance agent.
上个礼拜一，我带我的儿子去保险经纪人。
因为because you know he needs to be added onto our policy.
因为呢，我们的那个保险要加上他的名字。
He got his driver's license.
因为他已经考上了驾照。
Okay. Okay. First of all, he needed to take a video class.
他先要看一个那个短的短片
，specially designed for young drivers。
好的，那个短片呢，就是特别为年轻的驾驶者来看的。
It was really short。
那是一个短的短片。
Probably like you know 5 minutes。
大概五分钟。
So after that, you know, he came to the office of the agent, and we sit there, we talk about the things。
等他看完了那个短片以后，他就来到保险经纪人的办公室，我们就坐下来。
And the agent was actually a very nice person。
那个经纪人是一个很好的。
But he also has something that he was concerned about very much.
但是有一件事呢，他非常的在意关心。
Especially to James.
他尤其是我的儿子。
Such a young driver.
这么年轻的一个驾驶。
So we talk about the things, then finally he concludes with this sentence. Do you want to hear about it?
那他谈完了以后呢，他就有一个结论，你想听吗
？Do you want to hear about it?
你想听他的有什么结论吗
？Absolutely.
当然。
Then he talked to James.
他就跟我儿子 James 说。
And also talked to me.
也跟我说。
He said.
他说。
All the kids coming to me.
所有来到我这里的孩子们。
Listen to me.
都听我的。
They all listen to me.
他们都听我的。
Except my son.
只有你的儿子。
不是不是 James.
只有我的儿子听我的。
我再说一次哈，就是那一个保险的经纪人呢，他就跟我跟 James 讲说呢，所有来到我这里的年轻人呢，他们都听我的话，就是除了我的儿子。
So the insurance agent,
我不是马邦彦的儿子啊。
The
So
the insurance agent said to me and my son that all the young people came to the office will listen to me, except my son, the son of the insurance agent.
Do you know what happened to him?
你知道结果发生了什么事吗?
He got a ticket.
他拿到了一张罚单。
Young folks.
年轻人,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
神的儿女很奇怪的, we are 啊, 不要讲, 我们是很奇怪的,
we are strange.
乃曼, this is very important. As a Gentile, he heard the voice of God. But as chosen people of God, Israelites, nobody. Listen carefully. Nobody, zero, heard the voice of God.
乃曼, 一个外邦人, 听见了神的声音, 而在以色列那么多神的选民, 却没有一个, 一个都没有听见神的声音。
对我来说, 跟我一起追求的弟兄姊妹们, 他们大部分都愿意 来跟我交通, 跟我听, 我们要在主里面怎么样来讲神的话语。
Most brothers and sisters who are pursuing the Lord with me will be willing to share with me how to preach God's word.
Sometimes I do feel that it's difficult for my two sons to hear me.
但有的时候呢，我会觉得反而我两个儿子很难听我的。
Okay, young folks, let me say this to you. Since I'm your pastor, I'll talk straight to you. Okay.
年轻人，因为我是你们的牧师，我就直接的跟你们说。
Do not believe, please. Do not believe that you know better, you know more than your parents, please.
请你们不要这样子想，也不要这样相信，认为你们比你们的父母知道的更多，懂得更多。
You know, I love you. I really love you.
我非常的爱你们。
Here I have 30 some sheep. 我有三十几只羊。 I really love you.
我非常的爱你们。
But it is a misconception that you know more and you know better than your parents.
如果你们认为你们懂得比你们父母更多的话，这是一个错误的观念。
我讲，我承认，在我们这个时代，已经整个都倒过来了。今天是父母亲要去学孩子们学的东西。
I know that in our generation, everything is reversed. Now parents have to learn what their children are learning.
But young folks, let me assure you something.
但是年轻人，让我 告诉你们。
You are probably a little bit smarter, but your parents are much wiser.
或许呢， 你可能比你们父母聪明。 但是你们父母比你们大有智慧。
Because I know one thing.
因为我知道,
your parents fear God more and deeper than you.
因为你们的父母比你们更深的敬畏神。
At times you don't know, they pray for you.
当你不知道的时候, 他们为你祷告。
They kneel down, pray, cry to God, asking God to protect you.
他们跪下来向神呼求，求神保护你们。
Because they know.
因为他们知道。
There's a prejudice in your heart.
因为他们知道在你们心里有成见。
Just the same prejudice in the people of Israel.
就像 在 以色列人心中有成见一样。
所以他们的心向着神的话，基本上是封闭的。
So basically, their hearts are closed to the words of God.
好，第二件事情。
Second.
为什么叫以色列人听不见？
Why,
先知的呼声呢?
Why is that Israelites could not hear the voice of the prophet?
第二个原因就是因为不信。
The second reason is that they did not believe.
我常常觉得我们把信这个字, 我们好像讲错了。
Oftentimes I feel we said it, or we describe it wrong, what faith is.
Hopefully once for all, we know what is really to have faith.
我希望这一次我们真的知道什么叫做有信心。
信心就是八个字。
Faith,
不再是我, 乃是基督。
It's no longer I, but Christ.
我再说一次。
Let me say it again.
很简单的。
Very simple.
的确要带领我们走过一生的道路。
It will lead us through the entire life journey.
信永远说到不再是我, 乃是基督。
When we believe, we claim that it is no longer I but Christ.
这是一个何等伟大的一个转变。
And this is a great transformation.
就是这样一个转变，可以让我们来经历从死里复活的耶稣基督住在我们的里面。
Such transformation enables us to experience that this resurrected Christ lives within us.
这就是先知的呼声，今天在我们里面可以成为那么大能力的一个最主要的原因。
And that is the key why the voice of the prophet can become a great power within us.
为什么先知能够成为先知？
Why a prophet can be a prophet?
永远站在这个地位之上。
It is because they always stand on this ground.
不再是我，乃是基督。
No longer I, but Christ.
所以他们知道出于天然的生命只有一个去处。
So they know that the natural life, the flesh, has only one destiny.
就像那天主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，已经被钉在上面了。
The flesh, the natural life, has been crucified with Christ that day on the cross.
我们知道在这里另外有一条出路，神为我们预备了。
And God has prepared for us another way out.
就是当你从约旦河出来的时候
，that when we come out of the river Jordan,
你的肉要得到洁净
，and your flesh will be cleansed.
并且像小孩子肉一般
，like the flesh of a child.
你不仅仅是活了
，not only that you become alive,
叫做复活。
You become resurrected.
他的意思就是说，你不再活在以往的光景的里面。
In other words, you do not live with the old life you have.
No more,
不再是我。
但是因为我们的不信
，but because of our unbelief.
每一次当我要读主话语的时候
，every time when I read God's word.
每一次当我来到神面前祷告的时候
，whenever we come, I come before God to pray.
神一直教导我这件事。
These days, God keep teaching me.
Before opening the Bible, before you kneel down, always these eight Chinese characters.
在我们打开圣经或者祷告之前，我们要记得这八个字。
我们一起来做一下，好不好？
我们let's read together, let's say it together.
我们先说中文。
Let's say it in Chinese.
来，我们说，不再是我，乃是基督。
No longer I, but Christ.
我们说英文 ，Not I,
not I,
but Christ,
but Christ.
我们再说一次，好不好？我们再说一次中文。我们再说，来。不再是我，乃是基督。我们再说一次英文 ，Not I, but Christ。弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这信要带领我们经过何等大的一个自由跟释放
？You know that this faith will lead us into a great freedom。
我知道，当我打开圣经的时候，以前我所读过的，我所知道的 ，nothing。我重新再来面对神今天要对我讲的呼声。
So I consider what I used to know nothing, so that once again I face the voice of God.
那我今天为了这信息预备了这两篇。
So I have prepared my message today.
下一次我如果有机会再讲的时候，我重新写。
Next time, if I still have to preach the same topic, I will write another one.
因为每一次我来到神面前的时候，神就告诉我 ，Not you, not me, but 我们一起说 Christ.
Because every time I come before God, He will tell me, not you, not me, but Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们生命的根基啊。
And that is the fundamental truth of our life.
我的确相信你在这根基之上，你每一次你都能够听到 the voices of God.
I believe standing on this foundation, we will be able to hear the voice of God every single time.
在根基之上，接下来讲的那一句话就是说，没有行为的信心是死的。
Another thing about faith is that faith without deeds.
非常的重要
It is very important.
不是因为你心中得到一个感动
It's not because your heart is moved.
不是因为你心中你得到一个喜悦的感觉
Or you have this feeling of joy.
就能够让你听见神的声音
Then you will be able to hear the voice of God.
不是的
No.
乃是一个出于信心的行为带着你走下去的时候你要一直不断的听到神的呼声在你的里面
ButAn action out of faith will lead you to continue this journey and you will continue to hear the voice of God.
你才会知道原来神的声音神的呼声它这么的丰富它这么的深入它能够让我们得到一个最大的释放。
Then you realize that the voice of God is so abundant and so great that it will lead us into a great freedom.
对不起我没有时间了我讲第三点。
My time is running out. And then,
I'm really sorry.
Sorry about that.
第三个
Third.
我们讲到第一个是什么
So the first reason why we do not hear the voice of God is because of prejudice. Second, unbelief.
第三个
Third,
不爱
We do not love.
我先问一下这一边已经结婚的弟兄姊妹，你不要怕哈、哦，你不要怕。写过情书的举个手。
Let me ask brothers and sisters who are married, please raise your hand if you have written love letters.
好，你的配偶注意看一下，看看是不是真的。
And then your spouse can verify.
好，我再问一次哈，写过情书的举个手。
Please raise your hand if you have ever written love letters.
好，谢谢，放下。你有没有发现大部分都是男的写给女的？
Do you notice mostly are written by men?
我们在神的眼中是心腹。
And we are brides in God's eyes.
对不对？
Is that true?
你想想神有没有写给我们情书？
Do you think God has written to us love letters?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Of course.
Of course.
对不对？但是我跟到在这里有一个很大的分别。
But there's a difference.
比如说 Jennifer 她收到杨俊写给她的情书的时候
For example, when Jennifer received love letter from June
Jennifer 那一天她在杨俊的情书里面看到哎呀杨俊说 I love you
And when Jennifer read and said Oh, brother June says I love you
Jennifer 我问你一句实际话哈
Jennifer, let me ask you
Don't be shy
Please
当你读的时候你是不是觉得杨俊在跟你说 I love you
When you read that, do you feel that brother June would be telling you I love you
大声点大声一点，大声一点，你知道吗？那一个话成了什么
？Then the words that he wrote become
voice,
a voice.
但是丁凤来看杨俊写给 Jennifer 的情书的时候
，But when Sister Fan read the love letter written by June to Jennifer,
丁凤啊，你会不会觉得 I love you 是对你说的
？Do you think that that I love you is Spoken to you?
Did you hear the voice? No, exactly. 这就是最大的差别。
And that is the difference.
你知道这一本是什么？
You know what this is?
你们怎么今天才跟我讲它是情书？为什么以前你们都没有跟我讲？
How come you never told me that this is a love letter?
我们今天都悔改，好不好？
Let's all repent today.
好不好？
Okay.
Amen.
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 你千万不要再追说主啊这些话是写给 David Yu 的。
Don't ever think that these words are written to David Yu only.
这本书是写给我们的 pastor 的。
Or this book is written for our pastors.
No. 这是神给你最大的一本什么
This is God's
情书
love letter to you.
每一次你打开的时候
Every time you open it.
弟兄姊妹我说你能够听到神的声音。Amen.
And I say, you will hear the voice of God.
还不确定 Young folks, please answer me, okay? When you open the Bible, when you read it, and God said that, I love you. Have you heard the voice of God?
年轻人，当我们打开圣经的时候，我们看见神说他爱我们。你听得见神的声音吗？
听到没有？ Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 何等的宝贵！今天所有先知的呼声，今天都在圣灵里面赐给我们了。
How precious that all the voices of the prophet are given to us in the Holy Spirit.
那一天主耶稣在地上的时候，他说一句何等伟大的话。
That day, when Jesus was walking, he said something very great.
说死人要听见神儿子的声音。
That the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God.
听见的人都要活了。
Who hear will live.
Every day.You can hear the voice of the Son of God.
每一天我们都可以听见神儿子的声音。
When you hear it,
我们听见了。
You are dead.
我们就活了。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你真的可以不活在那种受挫、沮丧、灰心、软弱的面前，因为你每一天你都可以听见 the voice of the Son of God. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we do not have to live in a frustrated, downcast, weak condition because every day we can hear the voice of God.
And you will live.
你就可以活了。
到了启示录最后。
And then when we come to the revelation.
他说我站在门外叩门。主耶稣今天站在门外叩门。
Says, I stand at the door and knock.
凡听见我声音开门的。
Anyone who hears my voice and opens the door,
我要进到他那里去。
I will enter.
我与他，他与我。
And then I will be with him.
一同坐席。
And I will eat with him.
我们要认识我们现在的光景。
We have to know our condition.
无论今天你我属灵光景怎么样，我们还是有很多耳聋、眼瞎、心刚硬的情形。
Even if we're still dead, blind, and our hearts are hardened.
但是今天圣灵在我们里面。
But yet today the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
他不住地跟我们说话。
He continuously speaks to us.
他的声音不住地对我们发出。
And then he continues to send his voice to us.
我们承认我们在这样的光景的里面。
We confess we are in such condition.
我们是眼瞎的。
Yes, we are blind.
我们是耳聋的。
And we are deaf.
我们是心里刚硬的。
And we are hard hardened.
但是当他敲门的时候。
But yet when he knocks.
弟兄姊妹，真的，你我们太宝贝了，你说不出来有一个生命的能力要听见他的声音。
And yet there's this power of life that will enable us to hear his voice.
真的是从生命的深处有一个极大的渴慕，要来听见他的声音，要打开门来。
There will be a thirst, a longing within us to hear his voice and open the door.
当你打开门来的时候
，As we open the door,
你的耳不再聋了。
Our ears are no longer deaf.
你的眼睛不再瞎了。
Eyes no longer blind.
你的心不再刚硬了。
And hearts are no longer hardened.
我们就进入这神儿子呼声的能力里面。
And we enter into the abundant power of the Son of God.
但是奇妙就在这里。
And that is so wonderful.
当你越深进入与主的联合。
The more we enter into the union with Christ.
越深的觉得我还是一个眼瞎的人。
The more we feel we're still blind.
我还是一个耳聋的。
Are we still deaf?
我还是这个心里刚硬。
Are we still hard-hardened?
但是主说
But the Lord said,
死人要听见神儿子的
声音。The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God.
听见的人就要活了。
And those who hear will live.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就是这样不在的、不住的经历，那里面的人心是一天的、心是一天的生活。
So we will continuously to experience a life with the inner man being renewed every day.
感谢神
Praise the Lord.
今天呼声都在圣灵的里面赐给我们
God has given us his voice in
the Holy Spirit. 好啊，三件事情帮助我们
So three things will help us.
我们一起说我们不再有成见
First of all, let's not have prejudice anymore.
Repeat after me. 我们不再有成见
We will no longer have prejudice.
除去我们不敬的恶心
Remove the evil heart of unbelief.
让你的爱来充满我们
And let your love fill me.
我们就能够常常不住听见神儿子的声音。
We will continuously hear the voice of the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们求主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his words.
最后我们唱一首诗歌好不好 ？I'm sorry, it's late.
I'm sorry, it's late, but let's.
诗班如果愿意上来的话，可以。当我们唱的时候，弟兄姊妹们 ，feel free, okay, feel free. 你要站起来唱可以，你要坐着唱都可以。今天我们再一次把我们的心都给我们的主。
So once again, let's give our hearts to the Lord.
我们要在信心的里面宣告，不再是我，乃是基督。Amen.
Let's proclaim in faith, not I, but Christ.
我们要在信心里面再宣告，不是我们爱你，是你爱了我们。
And let's proclaim in faith.
今天我们爱你，是因你先爱了我们。
We love you because you first love us.
我们可以领受那无限的恩典，我们可以听见神儿子的声音。
We can receive the immense grace and listen and hear the voice of the Son of God. soul.
我们神的儿女心里面真是渴慕。
You know that all children of God have this longing.
我们真的是要听见神的声音。
We want to hear the voice of God.
我们听见父子圣灵三位一体下的我们的呼声。
We want to hear the voice of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他的呼声带了慈爱，他的呼声带了能力。
The voice comes with love and power.
能够救我们脱离这个世界所有一切的辖制。
It will help us to, it will save us from this world which is falling.
更可以脱离我们这老旧的自己。
It will deliver us from the old self.
能够进入他爱子光明的国度。
And lead into the kingdom of the light of the Son of God.
我们再唱第一节。
Let's sing verse 1.
唱完之后，如果愿意祷告的弟兄姊妹，可以带领我们一起祷告。
And afterwards we can have prayer.
请给我天父长的灵。